So, as we've been asking you all morning, thank goodness there's music in these times.
This is Josh Gutoff, and when I cheer myself up, the iPod in my head plays Fred Astaire singing Slap That Bass.
Slap that bass, slap it till it's dizzy, slap that bass, keep the rhythm busy, zoom, 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 misery, you got to go.
What suggestions do you have? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
That's a fun one. That's a fun song. Definitely. I could see why that would cheer you up.
Well, you know, there's also, you know, there's all kinds of music in times like these. And, you know, we wanted to remind all of you tonight that one of classical music's most revered figures gives his final performance concert in the Vienna Golden Auditorium. That's tonight. And here to talk about the life and legacy of pianist Alfred Brendel is WNYC music host Terrence McKnight. Terrence, you know, this is a legendary character, an individual whose relationship to the piano and piano music is both sort of beautiful and also intellectually deep.
Alfred Brendel, he's the last, perhaps, John, of a generation of these great titans, you know, one of these pianists who has recorded. You know, we talk about what classical music is, but
right.
Brendel really played that music that's classical, you know, that Viennese school, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert. He really championed Haydn. He really championed that great literature of that great body of piano music from that period.
And recording entire bodies of music is really one of his signatures.
Right. He's one of those guys. I mean, I think Vladimir Ashkenazy also, they recorded, you know, all this, you know, all of the Beethoven concertos. For example, I think all of the music of Beethoven, all of the piano music of
right.
Beethoven was played by this and recorded by this man. And tonight's his farewell.
Well, let's pretend that we're there. I'm sitting in the seats here in Vienna. And here's Alfred. With a sense of touch, a sense of phrasing, and a sort of a one-on-one relationship with the piano. There's nobody like him.
And also, what makes Brendel so special is that by recording these whole, you know, bodies of music, all of Mozart's concertos, all of Beethoven's piano music.
This is Mozart here, right?
This is Mozart right here. This is what he's going to play tonight. This is his farewell. Mozart wrote this when he was 21, his piano concerto number 9. But you're able to see how these pianists, how these composers progress through their career, through their writing, in Brendel's music. I mean, you can trace Beethoven's 3 major periods and hear how he grew as a composer when you listen to Alfred Brendel, because he studied this music. He wasn't one of those guys who, one of those pianists who had a prodigious talent,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was playing with orchestras when he was 9 or 10 years
right.
old. He had his big debut when he was 17 years old. So he really had to work hard. He had to practice a lot. He had to study hard.
And he self-directed. I mean, it wasn't like music was on in his house. He says that, you know, he wasn't raised in a musical background.
That's
like,
right.
you know, Mozart, who was sort of dragged around Europe playing the violin by his dad.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear some Brendel Beethoven.
I brought you this, John, because this comes from Beethoven's farewell sonata. One of his patrons was leaving town, and it was also his friend, his student, and he was leaving town, so Beethoven wrote this sonata for him, and this movement actually is called The Return. So, you know, you think about some pianists who perhaps retire, like Vladimir Horowitz retired twice, I think.
Right.
So I think a lot of people would like to see Alfred Brendel return. I mean, he said he wanted to quit while he was still in good shape. I mean, he has a lot of things that he wants to do. He writes essays, he's written books, he writes poetry, he reads poetry, he likes
a Renaissance
visual
man.
A real Renaissance man.
Well, let's listen. You mentioned Horowitz retiring twice, right? He's sort of the Mike Tyson of pianists. Do you think Brendel will come back?
or maybe the Evander Holyfield.
There you go. But, you know, he's a scholar as much as a performer. I mean, musicologists, you know, guys who have radio shows like yours are really going to miss Brendel.
Well, you know, someone said that Brendel was going to leave a hole when he retired, and he said, well, at least I'll leave something.
He's a very soft-spoken guy. I think of him a little bit like Glenn Gould. You know, not as eccentric as Glenn Gould, but certainly someone with this inner world in his relationship to music.
Yeah, perhaps not as eccentric on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, on stage, you know, he was pretty straightforward. There were, you know, no odd socks or no small piano bench or no, you know, extra things happening. He just gave you the music. But off stage, you know, there were some anecdotes about some things that he'd do, like be in a restaurant and walk out because he didn't like the background music. So...
Very particular about his music.
That's right.
You got a ticket for tonight? It's a little late to get there.
Yeah, it's a little
late to get there. Yeah. Terrence McKnight, as always, on All Things Musical. Thanks for joining us. Terrence McKnight is the WNYC's host of Evening Music right here on this radio station. Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, you guys.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.